Radio.
It's so good to everyone. And yet, God, I've never seen in my life people who take you for granted so much. You give them legs to walk, mouth to talk, eyes to see, ears to hear. But they've had it so long until they don't think much about it.
Okay.
You're just so good to people. We just appreciate it, God. Oh, you're the best person ever in the history of the world.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Give your life for folks.
Yes, Lord.
Leave home. Go through 42 generations to be born for them. And God loved them so much, but they don't know how to love you back. You're so wondrous and so amazing. We appreciate everything that you're doing, that you've done, and that you're going to do. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Oh, God, thank you for letting us wake up this morning, starting us on our way. That's another thing. Many times you have taken us off the death list. We don't even know it, and yet we don't know how to appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the efforts of many of the people on this line this morning who are trying to appreciate you. Thank you for it. Oh, God. I'm asking you to look on them, bountifully help them and bless them for their efforts in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm asking you to bless everyone on this line, every participant, every praise report, every prayer request, every participant on the Wisdom Seminar, every person who got up to give you praise and adoration. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the favor that you're giving. Thank you for your kindness and for your anointing and the anointing, the anointed oil that you gave to us, Lord, to destroy the yokes everywhere. Anointing destroys the yokes. Thank you for all your blessings. You're so wonderful, so kind. Now, look on the people today and help them bountifully. And help me bountifully, I pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Stretch out your mighty hand over us. Let the blood cover us, Lord. In Jesus' name, forgive us for all sins, omission and commission. And thank you again. That's his prayer line today. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. We ask you to take over in Jesus' name. Bind everything else, Lord. You take it over in grace and glory to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. And my God, and good morning to you, Lord. I know you never sleep nor slumber. You're there. And we praise you. Everybody speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. All in all, you've been there for us every time. Thank you, Lord. Let's commence the line. Are you all ready to praise him? If you are, when I say praise check, it tells us what level your praise is on. I know you're going to praise for him as good as he's been to you. Amen. My God. Go ahead. Don't be the last one, but be the first one. Give him praise. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Could you praise him a minute? Amen. Thank you, Lord, this wonderful day. And for the anointing, we give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Everybody, open your mouth. Everybody, 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 everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. We esteem you, Lord. We extol you. We lift you up. We give you glory and give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Amen, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This is the day you made.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen, God.
Thank you.
Nobody likes you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we need our souls in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For peace of all your
mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The day we celebrate.
Yes, Lord.
And we celebrate every day, I understand that. But I mean, there is a designated day. And I just thank God for that. It may be, it may or may not be the day Jesus was born, but what we ought to do is praise the Lord because we have a day designated.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It takes years, many times, sometimes centuries to get a day designated for anything in America.
Yes,
we got a day designated as the designated birthday of Jesus. We ought to thank God for that. And instead of you decreasing your praise, you ought to lift it up. It ought to get higher toward that day.
Amen.
It's tomorrow. Amen. Some of y'all said thank you, Jesus, one time, and just that's it. That's all we got out of you this morning. I was listening. Amen. And some of y'all didn't bother to even say thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
openly.
You may
have said it in your heart.
But
we're conglomerate. We're collectively sending up praise together. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
My. Thank God for all of you. This is a great day. All right. We have a great time leading up to the celebration. We thank God for everything. I want to give you a chance to get your praise reports ready and get what Christmas means to you. Let's have a little bit more of that today, and then we'll move on into other aspects of this somebody's got two phones open in your room. You got two phones open. That's a no-no, amen, because it gives great feedback, all right? Some of y'all really know better than that, amen. God bless you. All right, let's get Christmas means to you, all right? Some people didn't get a chance to tell it yesterday. What does it mean to you? I'm opening the line to everyone. You can just jump in there and tell. Let me call a few names. I want to see what Sister Gwen. Sister Gwen Fikes, amen. Sister Bonita Frierson, all right. Mother Britt, see what Christmas means to y'all. Sister Thelma Rush, all right. I'm opening the line to you. Just jump right in there. Who's first? I want to tell what Christmas means to you and what Jesus means to you. That's great. All right, anybody?
This is Nita.
This is Mother Britt. Yes, good morning. God bless you. This is
good morning, Mother Britt.
You see, I tell you what Jesus mean to me. He mean everything to me, because without the Lord, I don't know what I'd do. I'm so grateful that he came into the world to go to the cross for me. And it means so much that he loved us so much. And I'm just grateful. I thank that he brought my daughter over the highways. And yesterday, they traveled, and God brought them over the highway. And I just thank God. It means so much. They have my family and Dr. Johnson and his mother and his baby Lord, all of them on the prayer line. I just thank God for all my prayer. All y'all on the prayer line, pray for me. And during this Christmas season, I'm just so grateful. And I ask y'all to continue to pray with me and keep my family in prayer. And thank you. May God bless you.
Wonderful. God bless you. All right, somebody else. Come on.
Brother Britt.
All right, who is this now?
Brother Britt.
All right, go ahead.
I want to praise God. I want to thank Jesus for being everything in my life, for giving me strength, giving me a mind to want him, and giving me my mother who taught me the way. And I'm asking for prayer for deliverance from cigarettes today. I'm still smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes a day. I'm trying to quit. I got a patch, but they don't seem to help much. Only God can deliver me. And I just want to ask for your prayers for that.
You have any blessed oil, Brother Brett?
No, I don't.
You got any olive oil?
I have oil.
I'm going to tell you something unusual. But I want you to do this, all right? You know what olive oil looks like?
Yeah.
You know what a bottle looks like?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, I want you to grab a bottle of olive oil in your hand, in the spirit realm. Just grab it. Tell me when you've done that.
I've got it.
All right, lift it up. Lift it up to God. Let me ask you something. Do you believe that God is everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I want you to lift that olive oil up to God. This may seem a little off to somebody. Well, if you haven't tried it, don't knock it. Amen. I want you to, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Good Lord.
I declare, just say, in the spirit realm, I declare that God has given me olive oil.
In the spirit realm, I declare God has given me olive oil.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, this oil that this young man is holding up to you, he didn't have any materialistic olive oil when he went to the store. God, if the blood of Jesus can be in the spirit realm and the oil and the anointing can be in the spirit realm, this young man can be healed through his faith in this oil that he's holding up in the spirit realm. There is a spirit realm that is stronger than the natural realm.
I'm going to ask
you to bless this olive oil that he's holding up in his hand. Brother Britt, say yes, Lord. Agree with me.
Yes,
God bless it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
let the oil of the anointing, oh God, take its place.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. And anoint it as never before. Got that habit of smoking. Let every drop, oh my Lord, of this oil in Jesus' name be so potent that it will take away this desire to smoke. It is strong, God. You are cigarettes. That's a foolish question, but take the foolishness and baffle the minds of the people. God, you are the strongest of everything. You the best of all that he's holding. Boundly help it and boundly touch it. And even as this young man put some of it in his mouth, in the name of Jesus. Trod every demon of cigarettes. Every demon. I want you to take that oil that you're holding, Brother Britt, and I want you to open the top of it. Open the top of it. You open the top of it?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to just drink some of it. Not too much, but drink some of it. Put it on your tongue and swallow it. Swallow it. Good. God, use this spirit realm to touch this young man as never before. God, anoint it and drive every demon out. Look.
Everything.
Spraying with the oil of the anointing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Brother Britt, I want you to rejoice because in the spirit realm, I don't want you to think I'm off, but I saw in the name of Jesus, I saw a big demon come out. Yeah, quickly he moved out because the oil of the anointing destroys all yokes. Yeah, there he is on the, disarmed. Thank God.
Yeah,
and just say these words, I am free.
I am free.
Okay. That desire came out. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. And he set you free. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Give him some praise, Brother Brent. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Give him some praise. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deliver.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
The young man who's been delivered from cigarette smoking, y'all are the saints of the Most High. Can't we give him a high praise, everybody? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and thank you so much, Brother Britt. Amen. See all those people praising God for you and thanking Him for you. They're adding their faith to yours, believing God. Touch you today. He did touch you. Walk therein. Walk therein. Amen. I want you, every time the enemy would try to come back with this yearning to smoke, if he does, I want you to take that oil that you got there. Amen. And I want you to drink some more in the name of Jesus. Now, let me show you scripturally. Basically what I've done. There was a woman in Zarephath, and the prophet came to Zarephath. He said she was getting ready to cook some cake, one cake, and she and her son were going to eat it. And there was such a famine there, a lack of water, a lack of food, until they were going to eat it and die. He told her, go cook the cake, but bring it to me first. And let me eat of it first. And he said that your crude oil, are you hearing me? He said your meal barrel will not run out, and your cruse of oil will not cease. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
And from that day forward, during that famine, even though it was not something that she saw at first, that cruise of oil. She didn't know. She didn't know how it happened, but it kept refilling. It was in the spirit realm. It happened. It kept refilling itself, and the meal barrel never ran out. In the spirit realm, it kept multiplying. Amen. And she had food all the days during that famine. You see what I'm saying? Okay. She didn't basically see where it was coming from, but it came, and she didn't run out. It was like the miracle of the two fish and five loaves of bread. People didn't know how they multiplied, but they were able to feed a crowd from two fish and five loaves of bread. They fed a crowd of 5,000 men, let alone the children and the women. So the spirit realm is so powerful, so strong, until it just touched you. You took that oil and drank it. It just touched you, and you are delivered. In Jesus' name. You believe it?
Thank you, Father. Yes, sir.
Amen. Walk therein. All right. God bless all of you. I got to move. Anybody else want to tell what Christmas means to you? Go ahead.
Glory to God in the highest.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson. I heard you. I heard Mother Johnson. Go ahead, Mom.
God bless you. Christmas means everything to me because it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what means everything to me, because I know it's nobody but the Lord taking care of me and allowing me to live that I might do a work for him. And I praise and magnify him, and whatever he wants me to do, I'm ready. God knows I lean on him, depend on him, knowing that he's there, he's in here, and he's everywhere. And that's what he means to me. And I know he's a healer. He's a doctor all by himself. My God, he's a savior from sin. He's a baptizer with the Holy Ghost. He just means everything to me. I know it's real. He's real. And I know he's real.
Amen.
And the only thing he wants us to do is be real with him.
Amen.
And give our lives to him and give up everything that's not like him. And he'll use us to his will and his glory. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. Wonderful. All right, anybody else?
Yes. This is Sister Bamba Rush. What Christmas means to me, that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, and he had love, and he gave us love.
Amen.
And if it wasn't for the law on my side, I don't know what would happen. So that's what Christmas means, that God gave his only begotten son to us.
Yes, wonderful. All right, anybody else? The line is open to you.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. I would just like to say that Christmas means to me that God has given us salvation, and we're no longer under the law. We're under the dispensation of grace.
Beautiful.
Nita, area code 616.
Thank you. Amen. That's the young lady who helps us on the blog line. Thank you, Sister Bonita.
God bless you.
All right, anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. That's Dr. D.
No, this is Sister Elaine in Minneapolis.
Elaine in Minneapolis. All right, go ahead. God bless you.
Yes. What Christmas means to me is so many times I've had and had not. And I do thank God for his manifestation of his love for us, how he came into the world as human flesh and then how he made a way out of no way, and the different times that when I had little and had much, God always was there for me, and I recognized his presence. So it's always just knowing that he's there. In good times and bad times, I just thank God for his manifestation of his presence. God bless you.
Wonderful, and that's so very, very important, because you can have everything you desire. You can have money. You can have a beautiful car, beautiful home, or wherever you live, and you can have all kind of possessions. But if you don't have love, you don't really have anything. and then you grow just old and without, you know, be lonely. You gotta have the love.
Yes.
And God's love there. It's so very, very important. All right. What does Christmas mean to you, somebody? I got time for you. I got time for about two or three more. All right. The line is open to you.
This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, Mother Wilson.
I am so grateful because Christmas means so much to me because Christ came into the world to save sinners, and he came into the world to set us free. And I'm so grateful that he knows our needs even before Christmas gets here. He's able to supply our every need. We have a great supplier. And we just believe him and trust him and have faith to believe that what he said, he will do. And I believe just that. And I was riding the other day. I said, Lord, Dr. Johnson said, shake the trunk tree. Praise the Lord. I said, we need a trunk tree shake. And God is able to do just that. And I'm happy with the Lord alone. And just going on in the strength of the Lord and able to walk and do some things that I hadn't done in about 3 years. So God is good to me. That's what Christmas means to me. Praise the Lord.
Yes. While I'm mindful of that, let me pray for finances everywhere. And I know normally it's been in the past when I pray for finances, God answers this prayer and shakes the chuck tree. He does.
Yes, thank you.
Those who need that, I want to ask a special prayer for you. If you can, just lift your right hand. Father, if you will remember, Lord, a little boy in the hospital who was dying, Lord, and that nurse told him, as he looked at the picture of Jesus on the wall in his hospital, and asked who that is, and they said, Jesus. They said, you know, I never had a friend. Will he be my friend? And they said, yes. They said, all you have to do is lift that hand. Lift that hand, and he'll see your hand. And when he sees your hand, that will tell him that you want him to move in your direction, that you want him to be your friend. And that night, it is said that the little boy died. The nurse came in the room that next morning and checked his pulse. He was gone. She began to kind of be disturbed in her spirit. This little boy, so young, had died. Little tears began to drop in my eye. But then she noticed something. She noticed that before he died, he had pulled all the pillows off the side of the bed and propped his little hand up. Propped his little hand up. And he expired with his little hand up in the sky. And the little hand was saying, Lord, I want you to be my friend. I want you. Lord, look on these little hands up all over.